Conduct better educational leadership evaluations in less time with Super Eval, the online rubric-based evaluation tool for superintendents, principals, and central office administrators. Better communication that leads to healthy, efficient leadership teams, only at supereval.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. For the last 35 years, I've had the opportunity to learn with educators at all levels, both nationally and internationally. In each of the coming episodes, I'll explore my thoughts and my learning on a variety of topics connected to teaching, learning, and leading. Thanks for listening in. Starting the year with a wow. Several years back, I read a book by Tom Peters called The Pursuit of Wow. And Peters talked about the need for businesses and organizations to wow their customers. So how often do you get your customer to say wow is an indicator of your success? So if you're providing a service, how often do you hear customers go wow? If you've created a new product, when you put it out on the shelves in the store, when people walk by and they touch or pick up that new product, are you likely to hear a wow? Peter's writing drew me to watch it happen in my life, and I'm checking into a hotel, and it's 12 o'clock at night, and they've handed me a warm cookie. And as I'm getting on the elevator, I'm going, wow. Now, I just paid $185 for a hotel room, and I'm wowed by a cookie. But it did the trick. Can you think about the last time you were to a restaurant and you were wowed? Some restaurants wow you by size of portion. Okay, you go to the steakhouses and they bring the raw meat out wrapped, and you get to look at it and pick one. And there's a restaurant I went to. They had a 50-ounce steak, and I hope nobody ever orders that. That's not a steak. It's a roast. Okay, but as soon as the waiter picks it up, everybody at the table goes wow. Now, find it interesting, when you go out to a very expensive dinner, what happens to the size of portion? It gets really tiny. Huh? Once dinner gets up to $75 or $80, you don't get a whole carrot, only four slivers. But each one is strategically located on the plate. Okay, you just paid $25 for a brownie, but it's got a red, white, and blue stripe through and a flag on it, and the plate's on fire as they deliver it. Well, as I worked through that, I thought, where does that belong in schools? And is it a strategy a teacher could use? Can a teacher sit down at the end of the week and look through the previous week of learning and say, how often did I hear wow from my learners? Now, you can't wow kids all the time or you'd be entertaining them, but you need that spark of wow plugged in every now and then. As you think to the start of the school year, to me, that's the time when wows should really happen. Kids ought to head home from that first day of school with a sense of wow. And over the years, I've collected examples. I believe science teachers may have it the easiest. First day of school, they're going to blow something up, and all the kids are wowed. I met a high school teacher who on the first day of school shows up in not only in costume but in character of the lead in the novel that the kids are going to be reading. I met a great fourth grade teacher, and she came into the school on the first day of school. She had the secretary deliver a gift-wrapped box to her classroom. And it was a rather large box, a big bow on it, and a letter attached. And she opened it up, and she read the card out to the kids. And the card said, "This is a gift to the fourth grade students to be opened as soon as you know the volume of the box." And then she said to the kids, "Does anybody know what volume is?" And none of the kids knew. And she said, "Well, I think it's math." And so the kids are all flipping through their math books, and they find the formula, and she puts it up. And so now they have to do measurement. And then when they do measurement, they found fractions. And it took almost 3 weeks for the kids. And every day she'd take the box and she'd put it back up on the shelf. And the next day the kids would come in and say, "Can we do math now?" And she'd bring the box back out, and the kids would work on it. And so finally there came the day that the kids had figured out the volume of the box, and they had a big celebration. They opened it up, and inside the box was a giant plastic bag filled with candy, a long string of it, just round and round and round and round. And it was all tied tight with a big bow, and it said, written on a card on the bow, "When you can divide me evenly, you can eat me." Here's the best part of that story was months later at Christmas time, the kids left a present on the teacher's desk, all gift wrapped. And when she went to open it, the whole class yelled out, "You can't open it until you tell us the volume of the volume of the box." So I want to encourage you at this time of the year to be thinking about, do you have a wow planned for your kids to kick off that opening day of school? I worked with a high school in New Jersey, and nearly 90% of the teachers agreed to open school with a wow activity in their classrooms on that first day. And the principal reported back to me that he received phone calls from parents who couldn't believe the way that their high school students came home from that first day of school. If you visit my blog, barclaypd.com, under the search engine, you can search for blogs about WOW and find examples from schools that I've worked with. Also on that site, you can find a book called WOW, Adding Pizzazz to Teaching and Learning. If you're listening here as a school leader, consider what you might want to do on opening day with staff to wow your staff, to create the desire for them to turn around and wow their students. I had the opportunity to speak at a district's opening day with staff, and the previous year they had recorded short interviews with teachers as to why they became teachers. And on that opening day, as teachers were filing into the auditorium, these video clips were running on the screen with the teacher's name and how many years they had worked in the district, and the teachers talking about the passion and desires that brought them into teaching. And as it became time for the session to begin, the lights began to dim and the video went out, and dry ice fog was coming up from underneath the screen. And the music to Mission Impossible was playing. And all of a sudden, on came a bright light, and out walked the new superintendent, totally dressed in black, wearing big black shades as the music to Mission Impossible was playing. It then stopped, and the superintendent stepped forward. He introduced himself, and he said, "The mission is possible, and I believe in the mission." And with that, the lights came up and the administrators walked down the aisles handing a pair of sunglasses out to every teacher in the audience. I just can't imagine people getting up and walking out of that room and deciding to go back and greet kids with a syllabus. I hope you're planning a wow. I hope you'll experience a wow. Thank you for listening in. Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barclay, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barclaypd.com.